The Vietnam War, currently airing on PBS, caused me to go back and reread a favorite memoir, In Pharaoh's Army, Memories of the Lost War by Tobias Wolff. Considered by many to be second only to Tim O'Brien's celebrated Vietnam memoir, The Things They Carried, Wolff's semi-autobiographical personal account of the war is more than a worthy and intriguing second banana. Published in 1994, the book chronicles Wolff's experiences as a U.S. Army First Lieutenant and Special Forces member assigned as an advisor to a South Vietnamese unit. Wolff chose the book's title because it appeared to him that the American presence in Indochina seemed as out of place and doomed as the biblical chariot rides of Pharaoh's army into the Red Sea. Unlike O'Brien's book, The Things They Carried, In Pharaoh's Army is less gritty, less intense, and more subtle in capturing the disquietness of the war. To some extent, the book has the insidious, gnawing minimalism of a Raymond Carter piece. Wolff divides his memoir into 13 chapters, with chapter names that range from Thanksgiving Special to Last Shot. The book opens with Wolff and his friend, Sergeant Binet, on a mission to trade a Chinese automatic weapon, known as a Chi-Con, for a large-screen color television. Their trek takes place on Thanksgiving Day, as the men in Wolff's unit seek to bring some sort of normalcy to their chaotic lives. On this particular day, they are hoping to score the TV so they can view a two-hour Western epic bonanza special that will, for a brief time, return them to a world they've lost. In Wolff's compelling chapter, I Write a Wrong, which takes place the week after Thanksgiving, Wolff finds that in Vietnam, it's a disadvantage to be white. As he walks through the rice paddies, worried about being taken out by snipers, Wolff reflects on the fact that his height and ethnicity, an advantage on U.S. soil, are less so in country. He finds himself recalling the night that he was assaulted in a bar by a group of Vietnamese, having been mistaken for just another white man. That attack makes him further realize that to his Vietnamese attackers, all white men look the same. In the chapter Civilian, Wolff describes his return to the U.S. and stepping off a plane in Oakland, where he is asked to re-up for another tour. He turns down the offer, uncertain of what he'll do next, go to college, rejoin his mother and brother, or simply veg out. In the book's final chapter, The Last Shot, Wolff ponders over whether or not he can put the horrors and absurdities of Vietnam behind him. If you want to read about the Vietnam War by someone who served in it, that's a bit more subtle than Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried, but just as richly written and authentic as Philip Caputo's A Rumor of War, you'll certainly want to read Tobias Wolff's memoir In Pharaoh's Army, Memories of the Lost War. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.